而今天的题目，你看到在荧幕上是要讲是要效法神。
The topic of today, as you can see from the PowerPoint, is called "Be Imitator of God."
然后那经文是取自以弗所书第五章第一节到第七节。
The scripture comes from Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 to 7.
你手上有圣经的，请打开以弗所书第五章第一节到第七节。
If you have your Bible, please open to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 7.
五章一节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，对我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。至于淫乱并一切的污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。淫词荒语或戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话，因为你们确实必知道，无论是淫乱的是污秽的是有贪心的，在基督和神的国是都是无份的，有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for usas a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an adulterer,as any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them.
我们一个相信耶稣基督的人，圣经讲要效法神。
The Bible tells us, one who believes in Jesus Christ needs to be an imitator of God.
就好像一个蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Just like a dearly loved children.
我们身为一个神的儿女，我们应当学习天父的榜样。
And as a child of God, we need to follow God's example.
那么就好像我们的孩子模仿我们的父母一样。
It's just like children imitating after their parents.
那么孩子在成长的过程当中，他们喜欢学习父母的榜样。
And throughout the period of growth, children love to imitate their parents.
不要以为婴孩诞生下来，他们不会模仿父母。
Don't think that just because the child was born, they will not imitate after you.
不要以为他们不懂事了。
Don't think that they don't know anything.
其实他们已经开始学习父母的动作。
Actually, they are beginning to imitate after the parents.
我记得我们的女儿在两个星期的时候。
I remember when our daughter was two weeks old.
我就把她抱起来跟她玩。
And so I held her up and played with her.
我就跟她玩嘟嘟嘴。
I play piggy mouth with her.
我没有想到她很快就学到。
And I didn't realize that she learned it fast.
那么后来在一个月的时间里面，她每一天都做嘟嘟嘴。
So within a month, she played piggy mouth with me every day.
她不止像我们做，还像在外面，还像别人做。
Not only did she play that with us, with the parents, but she also played with other people.
所以很自然的，不知不觉的，孩子们就学习父母的动作。
So, knowingly or not, they imitate the parents.
然后他们学习从父母中口中所出的言语。
They imitate what they talk about.
他学习父母的一举一动。
the child will imitate the actions.
所以圣经讲到一个相信耶稣基督的人应当学习天父的榜样。
So the Bible said believers should imitate God.
那么今天的经文讲到有两方面。
The scripture today tells us two areas.
然后第一方面就是讲到神的爱。
The first area is God's love.
然后第二方面就是讲到神的圣洁。
And the second area is God's holiness.
所以圣经讲到一个信了耶稣的人当效法神的爱。
The Bible said a believer needs to imitate God's love.
我们知道在这个约翰一书讲到神就是爱。
And we know that in 1 John it says that God is love.
特别在四章九节的时候他讲到神差他的独生子到世间来使我们借着他得生神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
And it's mentioned especially in chapter 4 verse 9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him.
如果我们看刚才的经文这个以弗所书五章二节的时候。
And if we look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2.
我们这边也讲到正如基督爱我们为我们舍了自己。当作馨香的供物和祭物献以神。
It says just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
所以我们看到神的爱就在十字架上已经显明了。
So we can see that God's love was shown through the cross.
那么圣经有一节很出名的经文三约翰三章约翰福音三章十六节。
There's a very famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16.
然后神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish but will have everlasting life.
然后虽然神只有一个独生子
So even though God has only one son,
但是因着他爱我们
but because he loved us,
他把他赐给我们死在十字架上
he gave him to us to die on the cross.
而且承担了我们的罪
to take our sin
直到我们能够得到这个永生的生命
so that we can receive everlasting life
所以因为神是爱一个信了耶稣的人圣经讲要凭爱心行事
and because God is love so the Bible tells us as believers of him we need to live in love
那么刚才我们回到这个约翰一书第四章第七节第八节。
And let's go back to 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 and 8.
他这里讲到亲爱的弟兄我们应当彼此相爱。
He says, dear friends, let us love one another.
他说因为爱是从神而来的。
For love comes from God.
凡有爱心的都是从神生的。
Everyone who loves has been born of God.
他说并且认识神。
And knows God.
他说没有爱心的就不认识神。
And whoever does not love does not know God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
那么这两节经文讲到一个有爱心的人是一个认识神的人。
So these two verses tell us that those who know God love God.
那么一个没有爱心的人是一个不认识神的人。
And those who does not know God does not love.
那么信了耶稣的人是一个认识神的人
A believer is one who knows God
所以他必须以爱心来行事
So he must live in love
圣经讲到我们应当学习耶稣基督的榜样
The Bible tells us to be imitator of Jesus Christ
那么就好像五章二节当中讲到好像他爱我们为我们舍了自己当作馨香的供物和祭物献以神
Just as in verse 2 it says, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
那么这里讲到耶稣基督牺牲了自己的生命为了我们使到我们免去这个神的审判。
Here it says that Christ gave himself up so that we do not have to suffer the consequence.
所以耶稣基督所做的成为一个馨香的祭品。
And what he did became a fragrant offering.
那么这个馨香的意思真正的意思就是讲到讨神喜悦的意思
The word fragrant actually means to please God
那么换句话说耶稣基督为我们所做的
In another word, what Jesus has done for us
他所做的 讨神的喜悦。
What he has done for us is pleasing to God.
所以同样的，如果我们为了别人的好处。
So similarly, if because of other people,
我们为了神的荣耀。
Because of God's glory,
我们牺牲了自己去爱别人的话。
We sacrifice ourselves to love others.
我们圣经讲，这必会讨神的喜悦。
The Bible said this will please God.
因为在希伯来书第十三章十六节这么说。
Because in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16 it tells us.
他说只是不可忘记行善和坚持的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
所以我们应当学习耶稣基督如何去爱别人。
So we need to follow Christ's example.To love others.
那么除了要学习要效法神如何去爱别人
And besides following God's example to love others,
那么一个信了耶稣的人他应当在生活上学习神的圣洁
As a believer, we also need to learn to live a holy life.
我们知道旧约圣经讲到当神把这个以色列人从埃及呼召出来的时候
We know that in the Old Testament, as God called His people from Egypt,
他的目的就是要以色列的子民来到旷野里敬拜神。
His purpose is for His own people to come to the wilderness to worship Him.
而且过一个圣洁的生活。
And to live a holy life.
那么神是借着摩西告诉以色列的子民。
And through Moses, God tells His people.
他说你们要圣洁因为耶和华神他是圣洁的神。
He said, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
所以耶和华神是圣洁的所以他要求以色列的子民也要圣洁。
Because Jehovah God is holy, he requires his people to also be holy.
那么同样的神是圣洁的。
And similarly, God is holy.
他也要求所有相信耶稣的人成为圣洁。
He requires all those who believe in Jesus Christ to be holy also.
并且把所有污秽的东西从生命里面把它们除去。
And to get rid of all uncleanness from our lives.
所以基督徒看起来好像这个纯洁那个金一样。
And so Christians should look like pure gold.
啊，没有任何污秽的东西。
There is no impurity.
啊，在这个金还没有形成的时候。金都掺杂了很多污秽的东西。
When gold is raw, it has a lot of impurities in it.
那么经过清洗、经过提炼之后，才形成这个纯洁的金。
And through a lot of different testing and working with it, then all the impurities are written off.
所以神把我们从这个污秽的那个世界里面把我们呼召出来。
So God called us out of this dirty world.
他就是要我们好像这个纯洁的金一样，这样纯洁。
He want us to be as pure as gold.
那么圣经里面讲到，刚才我们看那段经文，第五章第三章第三节到第四节。
So let's look back at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3 and 4.
请我们注意第三节第四节。
Let's pay attention to verses 3 and 4.
他说至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪在你们中间连提都不可方和圣洁圣徒的体统淫词荒淫和嬉笑的话都不相宜总要说感谢的话。
It says, be among you, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed.Because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
如果我们注意的话，这两节经文谈到不圣洁的事情。
If you pay attention, these two verses talk about unholiness.
那么不圣洁的东西，它把它分成两部分。
And out of unholiness, there are two different parts.
你看到每一部分都有三样东西。
We noticed that there are three things in each part.
你看第三节的话。
Look at verse 3.
那么第三节讲到淫乱、污秽和贪婪。
They talk about sexual immorality, impurity, and greed.
那么第二部分是在第四节，是讲到淫词、荒淫和嬉笑的话。
And in the second part, There are obscenity, foolish talk, and coarse joking.
那么首先让我们来看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
他说自以淫乱逼一切污秽或是贪婪在你们中间连提都不可方和圣徒的体统。
It says, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people.
然后这节经文讲到，既然我们是圣徒，我们是基督徒，这些污秽的东西必须要除去。
It's talking about, since we are believers, since we are Christians, all these impurity must be written off.
啊，不止把他们除去，他说连提都不可。
Not only should we get rid of them, but we should not even mention it.
那么圣经讲到基督徒是分别为圣的人。
The Bible says the Christians are called out and separated.
啊，如果你记得彼得前书第二章第九节讲到。
If you remember 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says.
他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
It says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light.
我们看到神把我们从这个黑暗的世界呼召出来。
We notice that God has called us out of darkness.
那目的就是要我们成为那个圣洁的国度。
And the purpose is for us to become a holy nation.
为的是要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
For us to live a holy life.
那么什么是淫乱呢？
So what is sexual immorality?
淫乱就是指一切在婚姻以外的性行为。
It is talking about premarital sex.
那么淫乱的事情在以弗所的当地的那个城市是很普遍的事情。
This sexual immorality is a very common occurrence during the time of the Church of Ephesus.
那么那些外邦人的庙，他们就提供这些妓女给那些到庙里来奉拜这些人。
And so the temple at that time would provide prostitutes for people who come to the temple.
所以淫乱的事情在当时的时代是非常普遍的。
So fornication or sexual immorality is a very common event.
那么其实现今的社会这些事情也是很普遍。
And actually in today's society it is also very common.
婚外情或者性婚前性行为真是多得很。
It is very common nowadays to see premarital sex or extramarital relationship. Thank you.
那么几十年前我们看到西方的国家这些事情都很普遍。
Many years ago, it is very common to see this kind of thing in the Western world.
但是今天很多亚洲的国家跟西方的国家没有很大的分别。
But today, even in the Eastern world, there is no difference.
黄色的书刊。
Pornographic magazine.
或者色情的文学。
Or any kind of such literature.
色情的照片和色情的电影。
The pornographic pictures and movies.
那么在今天的社会非常的普遍。
It is very common nowadays to see them.
那么特别是这个资讯非常发达。
Especially when information can spread very quickly.
那么很容易得到或者看到这些事情的刊物或者照片。
It is very easy to come across such pictures or movies.
但是圣经讲到这些污秽的东西应当从我们当中除去。
But the Bible says that we need to get rid of all this immorality.
因为神已经把我们从这个黑暗的当中已经呼召出来。
Because God has already called us out of darkness.
我记得好多年前的时候我在报章里面看到一条新闻。
I remember many years ago I saw a script of news on a newspaper.
然后这个新闻的报道说。
And the news said,
他说一个年轻人到泰国去寻求欢乐。
Said there was a young man who went to Thailand to have some fun.
啊，寻求欢乐的意思，可能我稍微解释一下，他去找那个妓女。
To have some fun, quote unquote, means he's going to look for prostitutes.
那么直到他过后，他的眼睛瞎了。
And later on, he became blind.
很多人都认为他得到这个后果。
A lot of people think that he received the consequence.
是因为他做了那个不能够见得光的事情。
It's because he has done something that he cannot be seen.
所以第三节谈到这个淫乱、污秽和贪婪。
So in verse 3 it says sexual immorality, impurity and greed.
所以这个淫乱跟这个污秽是有密切的关系的。
So sexual immorality and impurity is closely related.
那么圣经讲到这个淫乱的事情是污秽的事情。
The Bible often says that sexual immorality is impure.
但是我们也知道性是神所创造的。
But we know that sex was created by God.
性是根据圣经是美好的。
And according to the Bible, it is a good thing.
但是如果没有依照神的准则去做的话，就成为污秽的事情。
But then if we step outside of the boundaries set forth by God, then it became impure.
那么人有这个淫乱的行为是因为他存有一个贪婪的心。
And for a person to have sexual immorality is that it is because he has greed.
所以贪婪不只是限于那些物质的东西。
So greed is not only limited to material things.
那么一个人也会贪婪别人的妻子。
A person may greed after another's wife.
因为在旧约圣经里面第一个十诫的最后一条。
Because in the Old Testament, but the very last Ten Commandments.
啊，这条诫命讲到不可以贪恋人的房屋。
In this last commandment, it says you shall not covet your neighbor's house.
也不可以贪恋别人的妻子。
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
所以这条诫命讲到贪婪。
So this commandment talks about coveting.
就是不可以贪婪别人的妻子。
That means you shall not greed other's wife.
所以一个圣洁的生活不只在性生活要圣洁。
So for a holy life, not only in the area of sexual purity.
在言语上也要圣洁。
In your language, it needs also to be pure.
如果我们看第四节的话。
If you look at verse 4.
他说淫词、荒语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
It says, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk,or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
有些人一开口就是三字经。
Some people, as they open their mouth, curse word comes out.
在我的成长过程当中，我有好些朋友，他们一开口就是讲这个三字经。
And during my grown-up period, some of my friends, whenever they open their mouth, obscenity comes out.
满口都是臭话。
And they curse all the time.
我记得有一位朋友，他讲话的时候，每一句他必须要有些三字经在里面。
I remember there was a friend of mine in a sentence, he had to have some obscenity in it.
不然的话，好像讲得很不舒服啊。
Otherwise, it seems like it doesn't come out smoothly.
是否有见过这样的
？Have you come across people like that?
然后圣经讲了，除了不可以讲这个淫词以外。
And the Bible said besides obscenity.
那基督徒圣经讲也不可以讲那个荒语。
The Bible said don't talk foolishly.
什么是荒语
？What is foolish talk?
什么荒语就是包括那些闲话。
It include
gossip.
Gossiping.
或者闲言闲语的话题。
Or just topics of no importance.
那么对人。没有造就的话语
，things that do not build others up，
直到听到的人不能够得到益处
，so that whoever heard it cannot be built up。
那么圣经也讲到，除了这些淫词或者荒语，也不可以讲戏笑的话。
Besides obscenity and foolish talk, the Bible said coarse joking should not happen either。
那么当然我们可以讲笑话了。
Of course we can tell jokes.
但是笑话有两种。
But there are two kinds of jokes.
一种是干净的，一种是污秽的。
There's clean jokes and dirty jokes.
所以当我们讲笑话的时候要特别小心。
So as we tell jokes, we need to be careful.
如果那个笑话是污秽的笑话，圣经讲不可以从我们的口中出来。
If the joke is a dirty joke, don't let that come out of your mouth.
因为从我们口中出来就代表我们人心里面。
Because whatever comes out of the mouth represents what is in your heart.
我们看到圣经里面，当法利赛人跟文士问耶稣说：“你的门徒为什么吃饭的时候不洗手？”
Remember in the Bible when the Pharisees asked Jesus, "How come your disciples don't wash their hands when they eat?"
因为他们这样做，他们会被污秽。
Because if they do it this way, they're going to be dirty throughout.
但是耶稣回答他们说：“一个人吃饭不洗手，不会使到他们污秽。”
But Jesus said, "If they don't wash their hands, it will not dirty their whole body."
他说：“使到人污秽的是从他口里中出来的话语。”
He said, "What makes a person unclean is the words that come out of his mouth."
我们圣经讲到，一个人必须要过一个圣洁的生活。
The Bible said a man should live a holy life.
一个污秽的生活，圣经讲到与神的国是没有份的。
And a dirty life has no part in God's kingdom.
你看第五节，他说：“因为你们却是第七知道，无论是淫乱或者污秽，或是有贪心的，在基督和神的国是没有份的。”
In verse 5 it says, "For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater,has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God."
那么这个神的国是什么意思？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国就是指耶稣基督第一次降临来的时候他带来那个国。
It is talking about the kingdom that was brought forth when Christ came to earth the first time.
主耶稣在他还没有出来传讲天国的福音的时候
，Before Christ come out to preach the gospel of the kingdom，
那么你看圣经讲到施洗约翰在旷野里面宣告说
，And we can see that John the Baptizer was preaching in the wilderness。
他说天国已近了，你们应当悔改。
He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
所以主耶稣第一次来到这个世界的时候，他把这个天国带到这个地上。
So the first time Jesus arrived, he brought forth the kingdom of heaven.
那么换句话说，这个天国已经在耶稣基督来的时候已经临到这个世界上。
In another word, the kingdom of heaven through Christ has already arrived on earth.
所以我们看到这个神的国使这个教会开始。
So we know that the kingdom of God began and it leads to the beginning of church, of formation of church.
然后这个教会。然后伸延这个天国
，and the church spread the kingdom out.
但是我们也知道，圣经告诉我们，神的国在耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，将会完完全全的成全。
But then from the Bible, we also know that the kingdom will be complete with the second coming of Christ.
所以我们可以看到，神的国在主耶稣基督第一次再来的时候，临到这个世界上。
So we can see that the kingdom of God has already arrived with Christ's first coming.
而在他第二次再来的时候，将会完完全全的成全。
And then with his second coming, the kingdom will be complete.
所以今天的经文告诉我们，那些污秽不圣洁的人，他们与这个神的国没有份。
So the Bible, the scripture from today said that these immoral, impure, greedy people will have no part.In the kingdom of Christ.
那么除了与这个神的国没有份
，and besides being of no part in the kingdom of Christ，
那么这些淫乱、污秽而贪心的人，他们将会面对神的审判。
These immoral, impure, greedy people will face judgment.
那么圣经讲到神的愤怒将会临到他们的身上。
It says that God's wrath will come upon them.
所以我们想象的时候，当神彰显他的愤怒的时候是很可怕的事情。
We can imagine when God shows His wrath, it's going to be horrific.
那么，如果你要知道神的愤怒的话，就去看启示录。
If you want to look at God's wrath, then go and read Revelation.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面，我们也看到神在过去历史当中他如何施行他的审判。
As we read the Old Testament, we saw how God give his judgment.
那么神在过去把这个世界用洪水来毁灭了。
He has used the flood to destroy the world.
因为当时的人不愿意悔改。
Because the people at that time refused to repent.
他们做自己喜欢做的东西。
They want to do what they themselves want to do.
我们也看到索多玛跟俄摩拉这两个城的罪恶到了一个极点。
And we see that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah has reached a point.
那么神不能够容忍他们这些罪恶。
That God can no longer, watch them.
而把火从天降下来毁灭了这两个城市。
And so he sent forth fire from heaven to destroy these two cities.
所以第六节讲到，他说因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
He said, because of such things,God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient.
所有悖逆神的人，他们都会面对神的审判。
All those who are disobedient will face the judgment of God.
我们知道圣经里面讲到将会有一个最终的审判。
And we see that in the Bible it tells us there will be a final judgment.
就是在白色大宝座前的那个审判。
And it is the judgment before the great white throne.
而且是按照人所行的去审判。
And men will be judged according to what they did.
旧约圣经里面讲到神的审判，讲到神用洪水来审判这个世界。
In the Old Testament, it describes God using the flood to judge the world.
但圣经同时也讲到当耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，
And the Bible also says, with the second coming of Jesus Christ,
神不再以洪水来审判这个世界。
God will no longer use flood to judge the world.
神将会用火来毁灭这个世界。
God will use fire to destroy this world.
也是最终的审判。
And this is the final judgment.
因为那边讲到悖逆之子将会面对神的愤怒，而且扔在那个火湖里面。
Because the Bible tells us that God's wrath will come to those who are disobedient, and He will be thrown into the fire pit of fire.
但是我们要知道这个火湖是永恒的火湖。
And we know that the pit is an eternal thing.
那么这个审判是一个永恒的审判。
This judgment will be an eternal judgment.
所以如果我们是一个相信耶稣基督的人，
So if we are a believer of Jesus Christ,
我们应当除去我们生活中的污秽。
We need to get rid of all the impurities in our lives.
我们应该过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live a holy life.
因为一个相信耶稣基督的人，
Because one who believes in Jesus Christ,
他是以这个天国他是有份的。
He has inheritance in the kingdom of Christ.
所以我们应当过一个圣洁的生活。
So we need to live a life a holy life.
我们应当效法神的榜样。
We need to imitate God.
我们应当学习耶稣基督的爱。
We need to learn Christ's love.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主打开我们的心门。
Please open our hearts.
让我们不要有一个刚硬的心。
Help us not to have a tough heart.
让我们不要好像当时在挪亚时代的人。
Help us not to be like people during Noah's time.
也让我们不要像索多玛和俄摩拉城里的人。
Help us not to be like people in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他们背叛你。
They are disobedient.
因此你的审判临到他们的身上。
And your wrath came upon them.
求主帮助我们知道将来将会有一个最终的审判。
Lord, help us to understand that there will be a final judgment.
那些悖逆之子他们将会面对永恒的审判。
And the disobedient one will face their final judgment.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.